like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Carolyn Bruck, and you're listening to It's Movie Time.
Oh, Carolyn, let's have a good movie for once, will you? I think I found one. I'm not sure you did.
Okay, so we're talking about this week, Ginger and Rosa, which is a movie that's, you know, it's one of these art films, I guess you would call it.
Yes.
It's an independent movie.
Indeed.
It's a coming-of-age story about these two girls who are inseparable best friends, and then everything changes.
Well, remember, it's 1962.
So it's in the midst of war and, sure. and fears of atomic bomb.
Particularly the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
Really, this is the story of Ginger. It's not the story of Rosa, although Rosa is important, but not half as important as Al Fanning's Ginger. But she is obsessed with the nuclear holocaust.
Right, and this takes place in England, so it's a different perspective, obviously. You brought up a great point. I literally, throughout the movie, kept thinking to myself, why didn't they just drop the end Rosa? This should have just been called Ginger. Because really, the reason to see this movie is the performance right. of Elle Fanning. She is so watchable. She has a maturity about her.
I do love what it says about being a teenager. I mean, it's maybe 1962, but it's 2013.
Right. The bottom line is this is a story about a girl who is becoming a woman and two different kind of roads to take. And really, it is framed by war and the fear of the world ending. But really, as you said, John, this could be 2013.
Well, there's a parallel, of course, between the fear of war and the fear of family. That is, the dislocation of the war is also paralleled in the dysfunction of the family, particularly the father.
This dad is not a dad. He won't even let his daughter call him dad. She has to call him by his first name, Roland. And what a scumbag this guy is.
That's right.
This guy is such a scumbag.
But he's a charming scumbag, played by Alessandro Nivola. Most of the women are charmed by him, a free thinker, and teaching her to...
His daughter.
To think autonomously. It works well at a rally, but when you bring it down into the family, it's absolutely disruptive. And this poor kid, she doesn't have to worry about the nuclear holocaust. She just has to worry about her family, her dad, her best friend, Rosa.
The concept of what if the world ends tomorrow? Not having a thought about consequences. And I think that's what this really, really is on display here, is one person who is living as if today could be my last day, and another person who's trying to be responsible and plan for their future. And I think, you know, oftentimes it's in our lives. We hear people say, oh, live in the present, live today like it's your last, but don't do it in such a way that's callous and hurts other people. And I think that's the one thing missing from two of the characters in this movie, is the whole aspect of your actions affect other people.
Yes, I think that's a great point. And everybody is affected one way or another.
Don't you really think that so much of this must have been cut? And maybe,
yes.
you know, maybe the script was something originally and then turned into more of a movie about this Ginger character, the following her life? Because, well, indications are, number one, it's called Ginger and Rosa, and Rosa kind of disappears. Number two, you have all these big actors, really, who are playing these very, when I say supporting, it's like maybe in one or two scenes, maybe one page of dialogue total.
Well, you know, you made an interesting point about Rosa. I would say that Rosa does come back, drops a bigger bomb than the nuclear bomb.
Oh, well, yeah.
She does come back with a vengeance later on, and it drives Ginger crazy.
Right. It's the catalyst for what Ginger is, how she behaves, and what she eventually kind of makes a conclusion about her life and the people in her life.
True as this is to life, there's something about teenagers generally that ends up being optimistic. Even given all the despair that she's going through, all that she worries about the world and her family, she says one thing that I want to make sure.
I knew you were going to talk about this.
But she does say this, despite the horror and sorrow, I love our world.
And that is beautiful. So, John, what's your grade?
A B plus.
Ah, it's a little bit better than I gave it.
Okay, you gave it?
A B.
I really felt I needed another 90 minutes.
This was almost like the longest first act ever. And you needed, because where we end up in this movie is where I wish they would have gotten to in the first 20 minutes.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Bruck. Listen to shows and read reviews online, WCBE.org.